Hey, hi. This is Lisa of Lisa's Humane Life. I'm going to start doing pods again, but what time we have left. My real name is Chris, and I've been associated with Scott Hensler, who fights demons. He sees them in people. He sees them. He actually sees demons coming in and out of people, various images. But I'm going to talk more about me and how it leads up to what we're going through right now, because I had a bad attack this morning, and I seem to still be myself, although I'll be honest, I lost part of me in 08, 2009, in that time frame. That's when I came under attack, out and out. I had been seeing the, what I call the Truman Show, geared toward me as the enemy, not long after my husband died, and he died in a horrible explosion. It was on the Rothschilds' Wall Street property, and it was their fault, 99%. There was a lawsuit, 1998, and this whole thing has been geared around that in my life. There was no court in the land that would turn me down. And that was their deposition, not mine, who they hired. Matter of fact, they were in tears. They said no court in the U.S. would turn me down. So I became a major threat to this New World Order that I knew nothing about at that time. His death was so heinous, the way he was still alive, and how he was treated, that I'm adamant it goes to these fallen ones, archonic, the demiurge, whatever you want to call it. It's been called many things in many times. I will say, because I'm a former Christian growing up, I will say that it's the fallen ones, and they are possessed with these archonic parasites. But they're all controlled by the AI, the super quantum computers. And it mimics everything because it cannot create. So it's trying to mimic our God. Now, and I know they did it to me, and I didn't fall for it. My problem is that between 08 and 09, I did not have a love for the truth. And that's how they got me. I was surrounded by many of them. I'm the first to condemn myself, so I'm trying to defend myself here. It's not funny. My soul was in trouble, so that's why I'm going public. There's a lot of people being targeted now, and we need to put aside the personal part of it. Yes, it's obvious they come after you for trauma. Anything going wrong in your life, if you're traumatized, you got high anxieties, we are then low frequency. We're at low levels. That puts us out there for them to surround us and come after us and feed off of us. I've been saying that day one, they're feeding off of me. Now, this morning I had a major parasitic attack, but it was still AI controlled, and I had a flyover and a loud sonic gang stalk noise, which powers the beast. So maybe I should just call it what it is, the beast system. And it's mentioned in Revelation 13. So in 1998, I filed suit. And every lawyer I had, the first ones were majorly corrupt. I got rid of them. They were fired. You know, I was desperate to have a clean lawsuit, and it just couldn't happen. Of course, I didn't know. You know, I knew that the world around me was changing. I just didn't have time to pay attention. I had no time. And I was not political prior. However, I did pay attention a little bit to what was going on. But again, I guess I was a sheeple, to be honest. This woke me up totally. But this all started, to be honest, I was left at a military base as a baby, strangely. And nobody could understand how that could happen at 6 weeks old, but it did. for 2 days, and the sergeant brought me back to my grandparents, and I never left them again until both of them died tragically. One died in a fire, strange, and the other strangely had 1 foot on the curb, and these group of guys in a vehicle just drove over that direction and took her out. A knock at the door, it was a cop, but I knew opening the door as a teenager that it wasn't a cop. I don't know how I knew, but I just, eerie. It was an eerie, but I knew things back then. I knew, I was a bit of a knowing, I would call me. I knew when if somebody close to me was going to die, I'd try to warn them, you know, you got to get rid of that car, you're going to die in it, it's going to kill you. They didn't listen, and she died. Everybody that was close to me was dying before my eyes, horribly, strangely. I had an uncle that we got down here real fast. They had his hands tied, and he wrote a note, and I was right there while he wrote the note, and I seen it. It said, "Get me out of here. They're killing me." We could have gotten him out of there via helicopter back up to Johns Hopkins. His wife would not allow it because she was from that little town in Virginia. And Southern Virginia, and sadly, by the time we got back north, he died. We used to live across the street from him. I grew up with him and his wife and his daughter. I was very, very close to them. So one by one, I was losing all the ones that I was really close to. The ones now that are left, I don't know them anymore. They've been taken over, I'm going to be honest. When I speak with them, they've all been taken over. I can't speak for every one of them, but the ones that I have who were highly intelligent prior, normal, average people who would talk with me and be glad to hear from me aren't there anymore. I don't have to explain. Trust me, they have been taken over. They sound creepy, eerie, childlike, they're just not human anymore. They've been taken over. The pictures I'm showing are of chemtrails. Actually, we've been chemtrailed for decades, 24/7, and they have sprayed a lot of parasitics over us. Also, billions, if not more, microchips, nano-sized chips, the kind we can't see. I went out one night with a flashlight, and you could just see it all in the air. It was unbelievable. So we're walking around with all this. This is programmable matter. This has all been well documented by people like scientist Clifford Carnicum, Deborah Tavares, who's now targeted as well for whistleblowing, Ron Angell, A-N-G-E-L-L, like Angel with two L's. He talked several years ago, they talked about, is the AI in charge? And he had documented proof, and he worked on this stuff, and even he was taken over, and he was being targeted, excuse me. And when I say targeted, I mean we're being attacked. When you see targeted individual, we're being attacked with directed energy weapons. These weapons are being directed at us. You could be in the next room, you could be next, standing next to one of us. We're being targeted, period. They're shooting these beam weapons down from the skies all around you, and you don't even know it. But you don't know it because you're in a simulation. I was aware of this simulation as a teenager. I didn't know what I was fighting. After my grandmother died, again, she was hit by a car. It was massive. It was really bad. When the cop came to the door that night, I could tell he was not really a cop. I didn't realize he was a fallen angel, maybe. Fallen archon. Excuse me, I will not call them angels. When I got in the car, the back of the police car, he got up by the accident. When he got there, he slowed down. He turned around and looked at me. And that look was of an enemy. Of a enemy right out of a creepy movie. A haunting type movie. This was bad. I didn't have time to think about it. But I did wonder, why did he take us through the accident scene? Well, again, if you research the books of Enoch on the Watchers, and he warned us. He warned the generation 70th, the generation after 70th, that's us. He said they'd be coming after us. If you read about the Archons, which was pre-Christianity, it was early Christianity. The Essenes, the Nag Hammadi, the original Gnostics. Don't compare them to what's going on today. There's no comparison. They tried to warn us. And they also laid claim to knowing and having Christ within their community. So we've been warned, and here we are. Now this morning, I feel I need to expose this. And I'm jumping around, my apologies. And I'm still under a satellite attack. Briefly, not as much as earlier, but my body's been infected with metals. And this morning I was attacked with parasites. It's not the first time. Last year, I had them coming after me over the electrical lines. And they came so quick across the room I couldn't see them. And they went straight up my vagina. The same thing happened this morning. They're using Wi-Fi. So when you have Wi-Fi hooked in your house, and I've had it on a little bit here with a mouse, somehow like this AI system got a hold of this and got these parasitics to attack me this morning really bad. To the point you think you're going to lose your mind. And that's your soul. And when it gets to that point, that's it for me. You know, I realize that I've been battling this all along. And the only way you can come out of it is do what I'm doing. Come forward with your spirit. Don't lose your spirit. See, I'm spirited. They tried to take me out of my body 2 separate times. They are in the 4th dimension. And I believe what I'm reading, it's starting to make sense to me that this is where they operate. When they tried to take me out of my body 2 separate times, and it was shaped like a human, although I don't know what its face looked like, its feet, I have no idea. I just know it felt like a human body with arms and a hand 2 separate times. I screamed. But they went after my chakras first. They were burning. They churned and turned on my chakras. They were spinning. And the noise was deafening. I could hear it. It was like a tornado going off in my chest. I was frozen purposely. I could not move. I was being taken against my will. They lifted me up out of my body. My body was still laying on the bed. I was of solid mass, or at least I felt solid. My mind went with that part. It didn't stay in my body. So my soul also had my spirit in it and my mind. And it had me in its arms, and I let out a scream. I had to fight just to get my mouth open and scream, and it put me back in. That happened 2 times. The second time I was laying on my stomach, and so I felt its hand go on my shoulder first. And then it turned me over. In the meantime, my body is still laying on its stomach with my hands on with my head on my hands resting. But yet it turned something inside of me over and picked me up again to carry me away. And I let out a scream. It was the same thing. And during that period, I feel like there was a year and a half in between those 2 periods. So in between, something would jolt me awake, and I'd wake up, and, you know, I realized, like, I remember I was a teenager, I just lost my grandparents. So they did. They came after me. And I remember thinking, you know, was I out of my body? And jolted back in? It was as if I was dropped from real high up. I don't know how I noticed things. I didn't believe in aliens, so, you know. But I did watch the original Star Trek. And I did watch Lost in Space. It was my favorite. So maybe that helped me in a way to understand a little bit. But I didn't know who to go to for help. I had a neighbor who, she was a true Jew, or she thought she was. But she was a reborn again Christian, and she was always studying the Bible. She was my girlfriend's mom, too. So I would go over there while everybody was partying. And in between the studying of the Bible, and she couldn't even figure out what was going on. She thought that maybe, you know, she didn't know any better. She thought that maybe it was God. Well, we were fooled. I went through years where I thought that high-level angels for my grandparents came back to get me, to take me away out of this life, because even as a teenager, I hated this world. I couldn't stand it. I loved animals. I came in loving animals. I would throw myself out in the middle of traffic for birds, dogs, cats. I would give my lunch away. I would leave work early and stop in the worst neighborhoods and feed all of them. They followed me home. I took them in the house all the time, constantly. We're in a system that's acting like it's God now. It is not. This is the demiurge, Satan. It's been called many, many, many things. So, even pre-archonic, there's other names. There was a scholar, a Hebrew scholar. I caught his name last night. I should have wrote it down. I forgot his name, but he's out there over at YouTube. He's really good. I wish I could think of his name. And also, there's Scott Hensler, who's a one-man deliverance minister. He could use your help. And if you need deliverance, try going to him, but he's overwhelmed, apparently. He doesn't have time to respond to anybody, as a rule. And he doesn't mean it, but he's overruled. And he's targeted now, too. But I find that the one thing that he has that he has maintained is he stayed on the radio almost every literal night. And I think by talking about it, that's kept him from being traumatized. So they're not going to come after him as much. And he is targeted, but he maintains his mind. Obviously, what I understand from other insiders, we were born into this beast system. Again, read Revelation 13 about the beast. There's some numerologies that go along with that, but in this world, the Freemasonic, Archonic, Fallen, whatever you want to call them, the Vatican and all, which obviously this is all Anunnaki, because Nibiru has returned, and I can prove it, along with many others. I mean, I can look up in the sky and see these things, these big planets. So we have a problem, and there are other people trying to warn, and I'm out here to warn as well, that they have got the full spectrum of dominance over our air, our homes, our minds, our bodies. And it's just a matter of time they're going to use it. Any survivors are probably going to end up in FEMA camps. There's over 800 of them. Bob Fletcher is a good guy to follow on that. He knows all about them. If you go to BobFletcherInvestigations.com, you're going to see a lot of actual photos. He has CDs as well. And you can find him online. He's constantly blowing whistles, and he's been attacked with microwaves as well. But what I'm finding is something happened in 08 and 09 during my target. I was being chased all over the place, chased out of my home, keep on going. And it all related to my lawsuit. Even my own lawyers sold me out and were gang stalking me. Okay. I knew that there was something wrong, though. my neighbors turned on me overnight. They were acting strange, jumping up and down. You see, I think that I had something good with me as well, trying to wake me up. And I've always been known to need a brick to hit me in the head to wake me up. That's just me. I'm not stupid. I just, I don't know, maybe I'm too lapsadaisical. But I've had a lot of tragedies in my life, and these things show up every time. As a matter of fact, I don't think they ever left. I think they visited once in a blue moon and tickled my feet or whatever. Just enough to frighten me. But other, you know, and maybe it was the elephant in the room with my husband and I didn't know it. Because the way he died was tragic. The way he was treated was even worse. And now the way I've been treated is much worse. So this is what I witnessed. I was tricked into moving by the CIA torturers in late 08. And I can see people are acting strange to me there too. You just don't move around in a normal life and get people that chase you out of your home. And then you get to another state and they're acting the same way. But it got even worse there. It was off charts. So I had all my warnings. I even had detectives in the background that were trying to help me. And they were of Christian faith. But I was more in shock of what's going on. In the meantime, you know, I don't realize that, you know, this Nibiru system is back. We're swimming in it all around us, all these planets. It's a different solar system. They've brought in, all, you know, we got comets coming down, or meteors, whatever you want to call them, and they're big. And there are these swarms of space junk and space entities that we're not familiar with. You know, this is from another orbiting solar system. And this thing has been orbiting way out into space that takes 3,640 plus years or so to make it through space and then orbit back here again. And it's been doing this for over a million plus years. And with it comes space debris. And in that is living organisms. And we here on Earth can't deal with these living organisms. Now, I believe it infected everybody a long time ago, the elite. And what I'm getting out of it, I found two stories that mirror each other, and these two people don't know each other. I'm not even going to say their names. My research. And I study people. I don't just believe what they're saying. I got to study them. And when I feel in my heart, hands down, they are credible, I'm going with them. And I won't say their names, but they don't know each other. Now, one swears that Enki, which is of the one that stayed with humanity, so to speak, of the Anunnaki, that's the one that wanted to give humans knowledge and to know right from wrong and got us thrown out of the garden. That's the one that was the snake, the devil, Satan, went out into space in a ship with others, and he thought he could make it in this one area, even though he knew it was dangerous, and he didn't. He was infected with all this, and he lost his mind. He returned, and they brought it all back with them, and it spread into the elite, and it just spread, and now we're getting it. If, let's just say we already have it, and I'm not sure how long ago that happened. Now, there's somebody else saying from the inside, wait a minute, you know, this person's saying, they went up in a ship. It was like a propulsion, like a UFO, you would say. Like a space, you know, what do you call it? A UFO spaceship, you know, round. And the type of propulsion that it was, Turo technology, it brought back these species. It brought back these archonic parasites. And started infecting the elite. It was infecting everybody. And the next thing you know, I guess they figured out how to program it, maybe. Or it already was AI entrained, had its own AI system. because apparently every living planet has their own artificial intelligence, and it's taken over. And apparently this happens every time, or we wouldn't have Enoch warning about it. He said they were fallen. Now, after he called them angels back, and that means they came from the heavens. They came from outer space. And they are demonic, and they have us acting the same way. So that explained all my neighbors acting the way they did. And I'm talking off charts. Now, how did no one else witness this? Originally, they did. But by the time I got by the CIA torture rendition airport, I realized I was tricked into moving there. But you know what? I probably was slightly controlled as well to get there. Because as a rule, prior to that, people couldn't talk me into things like that. I wanted to go to Florida, to be honest. I wanted to go somewhere to get over things, not to continue, you know, in a... Why would I move in the middle of nowhere and there's the CIA torture rendition airport behind me? I was against them. I mean, I was totally against them. Why would I want them in my backyard? I wouldn't want to live near them, period. I would have went to Florida, trust me, or the mountains, somewhere with beauty. Somewhere that brought me closer to God. That's me. I feel close to God looking at the ocean and looking at mountains. Again, that's just me. And I had every right to do that at that time. And again, but they surrounded me there. It was worse. This wasn't trauma. This was terrorism. But it was an unworldly terrorism. It was not of this earth. I don't care what anybody says. The kind of targeting I witnessed was not of this earth. When I have neighbors coming out of their homes at night in trucks, zooming in and out of my driveway, while others are shooting military weapons up at my house, and there's others that are zooming back and forth while my whole house is being hit, every alloy in the house, every metal, every electronic outlet. And this is all the time. This isn't normal. This is not COINTELPRO. This is not on steroids. This is, it's from another world. It's from another dimension. This is more than just parasitics in their brains with a archonic artificial intelligence, cloud computing, running the show, Skynet. We've been thrown into hell. I don't care what anyone says. I've been put into... I know I personally, knowing that they were altering my perception years later, which they have, throwing me in and out of simulations. That's how they get your neighbors to act so spooky, and you're seeing people... They purposely have people riding by, so you purposely, your eyes are drawn to look. So you're all part of their scenario, their sediment simulation via CERN and D-Wave. It's that powerful, and there's over 15 of them around the world. Okay? I still knew this was not of this world. I knew. How else could other neighbors not know what's going on? The other neighbors don't know for years everywhere I live. Just, everywhere. Because I'm in a simulation. They put me in my own, not that we're all not in one in this matrix, but they radared in and phased a raid down on me and the neighbors, over from me and people driving by. And I don't believe half of these people, if not most, driving by are real. I do not think they're real. I gotta admit, after my grandparents died, it started with what I called walk-ins. Implants. So they were implanted and or placed in my life for a brief second or two to say a comment to me that nobody could know unless they were in the house, and then took off. Now I'm very aware of the surveillance, and even that is not normal. When you're surveilling everybody, and they've been doing this to us all our lives, so why? Why would you want to surveil everything about us 24/7? And I have read the Edward Snowden papers It's off the charts. There's nobody that the NSA's not. And I know that the NSA was created with the CIA, and I know the CIA was created from the SS, which are Nazis. We did not win, you understand? We had high treason going on. None of this is normal, though, in my opinion. I know they knew that the Planet X Nibiru system was coming, so they all went underground, and they were building under there for years. And left us up here to this mess. And this has happened before, though. And then I wonder, why have they hidden all the past records? Because it's happened prior, and it happens every time this system comes. That's my point. Every time it comes, this happens. And they don't want us to know it. So they're getting pegged everybody on the face of the earth. They're doing heinous things as well, underground. I have to speak out for that. There are people underground, and God knows, they're doing soul swapping, mind hiving. They're doing mind swapping. And it's not only in Dr. Robert Duncan's Project Soulcatcher. They did it to me and a little retarded boy in a grocery store line as I was checking out in Florida. He was with his mother. I'll never, ever forget that. They also did a mind hive with my aunt, who was way up in northeast of the U.S., and I was way down in Florida. That was horrible. That went on a lot. The whole time it went on, I was sitting in front of the computer at Cybernetics. So they cyborged us, and I called a gal down there that was targeted for years, the poor thing. And she knew she had computers on her through satellites. It was pitiful what she went through. It was pitiful. All by herself. Pitiful. And I called her, and she really befriended me, and I lost track of her, God bless her heart. And I said to her, she helped me more than anybody. I said, am I on a computer? She said she was wondering how long it would take for me to figure it out. I said, did they upload me, my mind? Because, you know, I didn't read it anywhere. I didn't, but maybe the AI was coming through me at that point. And to me, the most important thing to me is my mind, my soul, my spirit. I'm not, you know, they're doing horrible things in my body, but when it comes to what they to terrorize me in the mind, I've had enough. And I have been terrorized in the mind with images and flashes. I've had, living in the country, this thing wanted me, it was a thing. Wanted me to bow down to it, get on my knees and pray to it, ask for forgiveness. I knew discernment was the key within me. It was fake. I knew it wasn't the real God. This thing was nuts. It was insane. It was demented, because it's not of our organic world. You know, a scientist, Bella, he says this is black goo. I knew TIs at the time, targets, who were being chased around the country, nice widows, nice grandmothers, and they had black goo being put all over their kitchen. They didn't know what it was. It was, that's the only way they could define it. It's this black gooish goo. And no matter how many times she cleaned it up and she'd leave, she'd say they got in again, and it's everywhere. And she was being stalked by cops and everybody else, and on the verge of losing her husband and her mind. I lost track of her too. Now, it's bad enough they're spraying lithium on us, and lithium, I believe, came in with this system, as well as plasma, which makes me think that they're utilizing everything coming in that's here with this system, and spraying. You can see the chemical skies in my photos. I have many more, to the point my computer's ready to go, for years. The skies are synthetic. That's not our skies. If you see a blue sky, it's our magnetosphere's ready to go. But these white skies, this is, some of it you can't tell. I can see these are huge planets. You can't see them. They're huge. And it's here, and they're turning, they're rotating, and they've got corona they're picking up, and we're getting sprayed with corona on top of it, which is a collection of sediment from the sun. There's a second son as well. So, we have been, what I understand now is that maybe a timeline has been changed via CERN. They've opened dimensions. The veil is down. It's been called the wall by insiders. The veil. I've been talking about this for years, but I can't get some targeted individuals to listen. We were warned about the veil. Now, the Bible was written by the Freemasons. However, they did put truth in there. They're known for putting truth in with their lies. And I believe they're so twisted because they were infected years, you know, thousands of years ago. And the closer this thing came to us in the last 50, 60 years, and they prepared for it, I believe that there are entities here, interdimensionals, that were preparing them. And, you know, this is how it works. They pray to the demons. They do rituals. They did one behind my home. They are asking the demons to... They're opening up our world to demons and sending them after us. And according to... I go with the scientists, Vela. You know, the military-industrial complex. You know, they got all this from ancient Illuminati, Freemasonic, and Rosicrucians early on, who got it from the King Solomon's repository. And that all came from the original Atlanteans, obviously, but the Egyptians got a hold of it. And somewhere along the line, they got infected. And they were coming in and out with their bodies and mind swapping and soul swapping. If you read the green, you can listen to the Green Emerald Tablets. And they talk about being possessed and how to fight it. Thor tries to tell us what to do. And Thor claims that the more dark moments we go through and then we come out, we'll see the light. And then it's not over. We're going to have to go through more dark times and fight them. And then come back out with the light. And each time we do, we're earning our way into the higher levels of the heavens. Not according to Enoch. Enoch says that they didn't want us to know about the levels of heavens, the dimensions, okay? They didn't want us to know there were layers and layers of dimensions. And on some of them dimensions is the real God, the real creator, our supreme God. And his myriad of angels, seraphim, cherubins, and the messengers that he sends to very few of us. And I had one come to me. And I've been letting this thing down because I've been letting these things win. The message, and they communicate with me. They came down through the opening in the sky. It came straight down to me in July of 2016 and told me, and it doesn't speak, it engulfed me with its consciousness. This is a war on our consciousness, our minds. And what it told me was, it engulfed me with love and kindness, the kind that it's not of this world. It's not of this world. Its message was that we, so I know that it's plural, we are weeping for you. For what I was going through, thrown in these simulations by the Luciferians. And the message was love and kindness, and I mean, it engulfed me with it. It also wanted me to know they were both male and female. Now, that doesn't mean that one entity is both male and female. What it was telling me what to look for, so I'll know who it was. Well, historically, angels can be male and or females, and they're both. And see, in this world, they made it a man's world. It's not a man's world. It belongs to all of us. You know, females historically held the same positions as men, males, but not in this archonic. I just heard the AI system. How can an AI system be that powerful? It's hopping, you know, you have to understand, full spectrum dominance. They purposely push cell phones on us that are hooked to cell towers. That's all goes back to the AI system, the super quantum computers that we can't register. This artificial intelligence that's running the whole thing, it made it, we made it, you understand? We put the thing together and didn't realize it, but they pushed it on us. Again, we were all tricked. All of humanity would be fooled. And we have been. Plus, we got everything's Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, our smart meters. Try and argue with that, they'll throw you in jail like they did Deborah Tavares. Everything wireless, you understand? So that's the etheric, the programmable. They can grab any frequency and program it. Now, with chemtrails and these parasites, you know, this AI, it's controlling all of it, and they can travel right down to your computer. Matter of fact, what's this nano stuff that's been shot in us? It ends up at the bottom of your stomach, and if you get near, that's a candida, if you get near a hard drive or a cell phone, something with a magnet in it, electromagnetic, you're going to feel it. I do. It's time to detox. And this thing will cause you to forget. Of course. See, they have no, these things have no way to exist in our bio world. They can't. They need a warm-blooded human being, hence blood being the sacrifice. So the others are made deals with these, we'll call them demons. There's a lot of names for them. Parasites, interdimensionals, whatever you want to call them. We're dealing with, it's pure evil to us when we're taken over. Your body can be taken over to the point you could lose your mind. So I had a love, I fell for their crap in 08, 09. And I mean, I was around the top worst of the worst. Detectives told me I really landed in the wrong spot. No, I was tricked into moving here. Others were controlled, and I was slightly controlled to get there and make sure it worked. So when I left there 3 years later, wondering, what on earth is going on? I know something major is wrong in this world. It's end times. It's got to be. I was heading for Florida, bought a house. I'm getting ready to go. I'm 122 miles outside the Florida border. I got the dog, my beloved dog and cats in the car, and I'm in the best mood ever because I'm going to Florida and finally let go of everything, how my husband died, how my grandparents died, whatever's going on, I'm going to find out and figure it out and get to the bottom of it. And I got 122 miles outside the Florida border, and three SUVs surrounded me, and I was thrown in a simulation. And I would say that I radared in on the main driver, and this system, I didn't realize I had nano and all that in me too. Smart dust is everywhere, so you know it's everywhere. So my perception was probably altered just a little bit, and I looked at that thing and thought, I'm looking at a true fallen one. I'm looking at a human, but it's not really human. It's a clone. Maybe they're clones. Maybe it's an insert, and because it's a matrix, you understand, like a computer virtual game. I, at that point, I was shot left and right by people coming up behind me, real roughneck looking, the whole bit. Now, I get back to that roughneck looking. They came off the NSA ramps. Everybody's involved, so you know, the FBI, because they've all been taken over. If you watch that gentleman that was killed over land out there, I forget his name, last year. The drone, a drone, but a drone was filming. You can see them come out and purposely kill him. They set him up and murdered him. But if you go back and look, very slowly and carefully, the ones, the so-called FBI or whomever they were that did that, they were not really human. I felt like I was watching a virtual demonic takedown of a wonderful, innocent man. who was being the best American and Christian ever. Let's just say God-loving, God-fearing American. They enjoyed it. That was a ritual killing. Everything's been ritual, 9/11 on up. It was their time to rule because the system was back. Bush Jr. was taken over. Bush Sr. taken over. Possessed. These people, I researched all of them, so you know, as a former historian, and I mean, I was angry. You know, the Nazis. Bush Sr. was a Nazi. But what is it about the Nazis? And the one thing that I have not touched is, what did they find in the Antarctic? You know, what happened up there? Did they find the original Anunnaki technology? What drove 5 million Germans, including millions of children, to put their arms up and hide Hitler? It always bothered me. It puzzled me. How's that possible? Because I have faith. I've always loved humanity. Hey, I'm one of them. And it's not normal, far from it, to 5 million people that went along with this mass murdering maniac and the whole bunch of them. I don't care who was backing them up, the Rothschilds, whatever. You know, the Jesuits, the whole bit, the black nobility pope. That's not the point. So what were they doing? How did they mass mind control all of them to do it? Was it a litmus test? I hear it is. According to Patty Broussard, it was a litmus test, as was all the camps over there. Because everything that's been going on is far, far from normal. Torturing animals is far from normal, and then we eat them. Have you ever seen how they are treated? And I'm just as guilty of it. I never ate meat, very rare. Once in a blue moon, I did. Of recent, since this targeting started, that's all I do. No more. Not that our fruits and vegetables aren't tainted, but that's not the point. So, I am here to tell you we are being possessed and we need to get a grip because we're all that's left. And once we die, it's over. Now, it's up to you. If you want them to keep having a party on your soul, that's fine. Then again, if you want to join me over at Blog Talk Radio, I'll be more than glad to start it again and do interviews. The more we talk about this, we expose them, the better we're going to feel. More in charge of our spirit. And if we have charge back of our spirit, we can take back charge of our soul. And by doing that, we can take charge of these archonic, parasitic AI, demiurge, Satan, whatever you want to call it, because it's here and it's been back. Now, I'm reading up on the timeline. Something happened in 08-09, so I believe we were put on a different timeline with these super quantum computers. Now, bear with me on this. I'm going to use something very simple. I had a deja vu down in Florida 2011 when they were really coming at me with the signals and all. And I went, whoa. Reminded me of all the deja vu I had since I was a child. Glitches. Deja vu is a glitch in the computer. It's a glitch in the software. Somebody has altered something. Someone at the controllers, we'll call them. The controllers changed something and there was a glitch. That's what deja vu is. Now, how can we think something ahead and, well, we were here already. I've done this. Wait a minute. Is it because we've done it before? And they altered our timelines each time? So obviously there's some controllers in the background and that's been hidden from humanity. And I say it's the Anunnaki and those that have went along with them. I mean, it is what it is. There's no getting around it anymore. I've had alien gray in front of me, which had static all around it. It was a little taller than me. I'd say it was about 5'5" or 5'6". And it look. I scoured the internet, and I found I found what it was. It was drawn on caves that were tens of thousands of years old, maybe older. by the ancients. How's that possible? And this thing looked at me like, it had a flat face almost. It looked at me like, who was I? It had no mind. It was AI controlled, super quantum computer controlled. So that lives within this system, and there's got to be more. Black shadow figures. I mean, my home one night became highway for them. I was rebuking and renouncing left and right. And when these things get in a grip on you, you lose your I rebuke and renounce. But when you got a grip on it and I rebuke and renounce, it works. Even if it lessens it, it works. So rebuke and renounce. Now, in this computer software is Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ, for what the consciousness of Christ, which is what I was. I just didn't know it growing up. Until they came after me when my grandparents died as a teenager. But I had too many friends, and apparently it just didn't last long. Maybe 2 years, and they were gone. And then again, maybe they weren't. But let's just say they tested some things on me, and it moved on. But it might have been the AI demiurge in the background. And my life was distraught from being taken in and out of simulations. I just didn't have the words for it. No doctor could find what was wrong with me. I was also, I think, as a baby, they did something so I couldn't have children. That was found years and years later. The doctors couldn't figure out, two of them, why did I have this growth in me that was a natural birth control? And they said they'd never seen anything like it. It was like it was put there. It probably was. Was I a Stargate, maybe? And, for to bring in more beings that would help fight this? Because I think that's what I was here for. Regardless of what everybody says, they knew who I was coming in. Now, why would you entrap me from a baby on up? And every time, horrific. They've been killing off my family. There's no mistake on that. And then show up and let me know. But they don't say anything. You know, we're dealing with tricksters here. You know, tricksters. And I mean of your soul. You know, to them, hey, listen, they don't care. They just want a warm body to feed off of. Because they don't have a soul. They have no feelings because they don't have a soul. We feel they're not human because they're not. You know, we have to get a grip and say, if it quacks like a duck, and it walks like a duck, it's a duck. Now, we got ancient writings, whether you believe or not, and this can take God out of you, and it can. The cyborg, the cybernetics, and it's in the air. People can get on their cell phones, iPads, and you're on the internet. Boom. They can do the same thing. You don't have to be sitting at a hard drive. You don't have to be sitting at a desktop, although it's my, you know, I've been targeted with these cell phones, I know. So, and I'm going to tell you, they shot something directly into me in Florida. They shot it straight into my ear and it went into my brain. They returned with drones. And they shot it down through my whole body and it turned to robots. I'm dealing with synthetic nanotechnology. And somehow, I've been fighting this by myself, and I reached out for Scott Hensler, and he was helping. But something happened between him and his personal life, and he turned to me the other week. And as soon as he did, he took it out on me, is what happened. Like a friend would. He took it out on me. And, I'm waiting for him to get a grip and say, you know, you don't have to say sorry. But he spurted out some things that I didn't approve of. And I'm not going to say it on the air because I don't want to get him to lose any followers. But it was extremely unethical. It was bad enough the way he spoke to me. Extremely unkind. I had a fellow victim on the line who was dying in a hospital. And he was very nasty to her. Grouchy, grumpy, unkind. I was embarrassed. I was embarrassed at how he spoke to me. I was even more shocked at what he told me, and he blurted it out in a fit of anger because he lost the last gal that did calls with him, and I didn't know that he was, it was kind of like his girlfriend kind of thing. And I'm going to leave it right there because it doesn't get any better. But he blamed it all on me because she stopped, she got mad at him for I don't know why, I don't know her. And she lives with another victim whom I do not know from Adam, only from him telling me. And they knew my targeted friends in Florida. And he blamed it on me because they're my friends. And they were bad-mouthing him. I know nothing about this. Nothing. I tried to get to the bottom of it, and you know what I found out? That basically, one of them was upset because they were trying desperately to get to Scott, and he doesn't return calls, and I'm going to tell you, he doesn't. Now, with me, he did call me back once a week, but it was brief, and I could, you know, I didn't get him to get the demons out until day or two prior to all this happening. And it was working, but he had to get more out. Boom, he gets mad at me. He took it out on me is what happened. And, you know, this targeting makes you very sensitive. Had I not been targeted, I don't think I would have acted any different. But to turn on victims like us is, it's bad. And I'm here, and I'm calling you out, Scott. It was bad. You shouldn't have done that. You know, when it gets hot in the kitchen, you get out. I stopped listening to him, but I did last night a little bit. And I don't, he sounds different. That's not the Scott I'm aware of. It sounds like he lost his fight, but, you know, he took it out on me. And I didn't care for that. And Scott, if you hear this, and if someone hears it and knows him, let him hear this. Scott, remember what you told me regarding her down in Florida, what you did for her? That was really bad to do that. And you know what I mean. It was extremely bad, especially in your position and what you tout to do. So that's when I started getting targeting really bad, with the demons were coming shooting straight through me right after that. So Scott, whatever it is that happened, you gave the demons a free ride on me. And yes, I blame you. You were keeping them from me, being who you are, and that I followed you faithfully. And I hands down, constantly telling people to go to you, hands down. And the ones that need you the most, I mean, when I heard you talk to the one in the hospital like that, I'm speechless. She says you never called her back. And maybe you try and you can't get through to people, but it was the way you talked to her. I was, remember the three-way call? That was terrible. I was embarrassed, I mean, really bad. I'm sorry that I hooked you two together. And she's dying, I might add, and you know that. So he needs to get his act together. He needs to back away, get a grip, and real, you know, and shake them things off of him, because I can tell something's going on. And he, you know, he's targeted too. So you can't help us, Scott, if you're like that. So I'm here to rebuke and renounce him myself. Anybody listening, if we can do it with at least two of us, that's worth 1,000 back at them. So I pray right now to the Supreme God of all, the Supreme Creator, the Creator of all. And I pray to the cherubim and seraphim that work with that Supreme Creator of all, our real God, our real Creator. And through them I pray to the cherubim, the cherub that came to me. And I also pray in the name of Jesus Christ. I ask for deliverance from these false timeline, these entities, these interdimensionals, these demons, these archonic AI infested, and the AI system, fake timeline that's here, that's been placed over us in this full spectrum of dominance. I asked for protection in this wireless sediment, CERN, D-wave simulation. It's swimming all around us. I'm asking for, may you please protect me and anyone listening. I'm asking for protection right now. May you please protect us. We are the last of your humans down here. We do not want to lose our souls to these creatures, and they are underground as well. They operate from underground in the deep underground military bases. These are my labs, military labs, DARPA, and all the rest that goes with it, the contractors, the subcontractors, and all the ones they have infiltrated in our local communities, in the fusion centers, and the police departments that have been federalized. I know that there are good cops in there, and they're afraid. I don't blame them. I would be too. How do you fight this? How do you fight this? So I'm asking for any and everybody that hears this, pray with me. Let's get rid of these demons. Let's get rid of these parasites. Let's get rid of this AI satellite-controlled super quantum computer system that's been placed upon humanity. And we're asking for the divine supreme creator in the name of the Jesus Christ. Iesus, I might add. There was no J back then. Iesus Christ. Protect us from all of this. And anybody listening, protect us. And I asked for that cherub, and it came to me, the cherub, the messenger. Please engulf me with that love and kindness and protect me in your wings against the fiery darts. And anybody listening, please protect all targeted individuals right now in this sediment simulation and that we're swimming in, that we breathed in, that's in our bloodstream, that, yes, goes right to the brain. These mind parasites. May you please protect us from the cyborgs, cybernetics, the artificial intelligence, the cell phones, the cell towers, the smart meters, the smart dust. Please protect us from all this. Protect our bodies. Right now I've got something just swimming around on my knee, one of these things, and it's from a satellite controlled, which is hooked to the AI. And again, why did the NSA, and they're not alone, why did our government turn like they did? They're possessed. So I rebuke and I renounce them. And I ask any listener to rebuke, renounce, banish, and bar these archonic fallen ones with me right now. Go back, pause it, and play it, and say it with me. And then we're 1,000. If two of us say it, we're worth 1,000 more back at them. I rebuke and I renounce. And I banish and bar them in the name of Jesus Christ. Iesus Christ. And we banish and we bar them for good. Off of our souls. Off of our spirits. Off of our chakras. Off of our auras. Off of our neuro release. Our etheric. Because these things are rogue. And we have been lied to about everything. And we pray that those that have been, that so-called leaders and all the elite that have been infested with this, that they find some kind of relief as well. I understand they did underground and left us to this. But we're not going to be infested with hatred. This is about love and kindness. And Scott, if you can hear me, I hope you pray with me. I rebuke and I renounce in the name of Jesus Christ and ask for the protection of Christ. For anybody listening and myself, we ask to be covered in the blood of Jesus Christ. Everybody listening, including myself, right now and for good. And I will be doing these calls as often as possible. This is Chris. I run Lisa's Humane Life. And I'm going to throw this over on Blog Talk as well. And may God be with all of you. We need it. We're in the last days. And store up on food and water so you don't end up in a FEMA camp. And please pray these things off of me and others. They've been on us long before we knew we were targeted. And with that, I thank you. God bless.